Good morning. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Joining me in our Milwaukee studios, Ms. Chrissy Peace. And we're in our Half the Time Pledge Drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. We are, as you know, cutting this fall pledge drive down from 12 days to just 6 because nobody wanted the 12 days. I'm with you. Your pledge now is very important because listener contributions make up more than one-third of our budget.
So please help make this short fall drive a success. Help us raise the money we need in just half the time. Your gift of $50, $100, whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Last hour, Chrissy, the goal was 220 pledges, and we got how many?
278.
Woo! That's good. We heard from all those listeners. Thank you so much for the pledges. Our goal this hour is to get 60 pledges by 10 o'clock.
And your support funds the programs you rely on in the months to come, and it helps keep this pledge drive short. Be part of our first ever Half the Time Pledge Drive. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know that on Wisconsin Public Radio, you hear substantial topics. We've just been blessed in the last couple of weeks to have some marvelous authors with us. We know that you want more than just a headline, so we go in depth. Last week, Ron Suskind was on for a whole hour. It was a fabulous show. These are issues that will help determine the direction of the country, actually. They are issues that matter to you. We also have some fun every now and then. We had a dog with us last week, which
was
one of the highlights of my radio career. It really was. So it's good. It's good to have fun.
Yeah, they're issues that matter to you. They're programs you count on, and your donation supports that. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do, and it only takes about 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, how much you would like to give, and then how you would like to pay. You can call or pledge online, and we will keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organization.
And your gift will turn into the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we'll be talking with Danny Kofke. Danny is a teacher in Georgia, and he has written a book on how to get by just fine, save fine for your children's college education, live just fine on a teacher's salary. He has two children, and his wife is at home. I know there are many of you that times are rough. You're living on less than that. He will give important information. He's the author of a simple book, Financial Wisdom, Teach Yourself and Your Kids How to Live Wealthy with Little Money.
And you can give to WPR to support the programs you love. And then as an added incentive for your good deed, we have something special for you, don't we, Kathleen?
We do, Chrissy. Do you want to know what it is?
I would love to, please.
You can receive Danny Kofke's simple book of financial wisdom when you donate $100 or more. Give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Ask for Danny Kofke's simple book of financial wisdom as your thank you gift when you give $100.
And we certainly don't expect any one or even 100 listeners to carry the cost of this program. In fact, we're glad that the bulk of our budget comes from thousands of listeners, just like you.
It makes for a more stable organization, and it also lets us know that thousands of people appreciate the programs they get from Wisconsin Public Radio, and we do know that's true. You really appreciate the service that we provide, that we all provide. So join all those people, become a member, you decide the amount, and then pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And well, Kathleen, we have a goal of 60 pledges this hour. So far, we've got 6. So
right.
My math skills tell me that we need 54 more.
Very
by
good,
10 o'clock. Please help us out. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. 2552.
It's our Half the Time Pledge Drive. It's a short fall drive, 6 days instead of 12. Your donation will help make it a success and would determine future pledge drives. If we do find this pledge drive, maybe we'll do this shortened one again, which would be A-OK in my book. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And be sure to ask for Danny Kofke's Simple Book of Financial Wisdom if you pledge $100 or more. Pledge now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And a special request. Chrissy, you can't see Chrissy. Of course, it's radio, is wearing a Brewers shirt. John Munson is in. He's got a Brewers jacket on. I was going to wear my Brewers shirt, but it's in the wash, so I'm wearing my Abraham Lincoln button. So a special plea for all Brewers fans and Abraham Lincoln fans to call and pledge.
Let's take,
that takes in everybody.
Kathleen, let's take this drive into beast mode.
Woo-hoo! Thanks, Chrissy.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Yeah, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Financial wisdom coming up now. Teach yourself and your kids how to live wealthy with little money. Danny Kofke is our guest. He's also the author of How to Survive and Perhaps Thrive on a Teacher's Salary. We should say right off the bat, Danny makes $40,000 a year. He lives in Georgia. His wife is at home. He has two daughters. And I know there are many in the audience. These times are tough. I fully understand that, who are not making even $40,000 a year. But a lot of you are in the education profession, and $40,000 and their salaries are going down. Might be about where you are. So there is a lot of valuable information here, and we can share information, too, with each other about how we get by, the things that we do, and some of them may be little things, and some may be big things, in order to stretch that dollar and send our children to college and also maybe save a little bit of money for when we retire. Our on-air phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Danny, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Kathleen. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. We put this up on Facebook that you were going to be on, and we did have several people comment saying that they are making much less than $40,000 a year, and I know many people are. These are just tough times, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I know. It's interesting that I've gotten the same thing. People say, gosh, anyone can do it off 40. Try doing it off 20. And I
right.
know it is very difficult, but I think most would agree that $40,000 a year is not a large salary, and we've done it now for this 7 years. We have two daughters. Tracy actually just went back to work in September as a preschool teacher.
Oh, so she did?
Not making much. It's my four-year-old. She actually is a teacher for her, so she works 9 to 1 Monday through Thursday. She makes like $9 an hour, so it's definitely not not a lot more money coming in. So, so we did it for 7 years, living off $40,000. Now we'll probably live off $45,000. So still not a large salary, but we have done well financially, and that's where I just wanted to help others and show them that they can do okay. And it's not always easy, and it's going to be tough, and there's some sacrifices that will need to be made. But it is possible.
And you also tell us, and this is important, particularly to a public radio audience and to our children, when you think about what it is you want to do with your life, for you, being a teacher is a very, very satisfying job. And you may not make a whole lot of money, but what you do in the faces of the children that you see every single day is vitally important and makes your life really worth living.
Right. We probably all know people out there that hate Monday morning, hit the snooze button five times because they dread getting up. And in my estimation, those people that make $100,000, $200,000 a year, if you hate Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, even if you have a lot of money, you're not a rich person, I don't feel. Yeah, you may have a large bank account, but your overall life isn't rich or wealthy. So I think a lot of people are realizing that if you do have a career that you're satisfied with, that you're passionate about, that you enjoy going to, then a lot of times you do not need those materialistic things to give you that sense of happiness because you get it on a daily basis. And that's definitely what I found true for myself, that I do enjoy being a school teacher. And the thing is, if I went out and spent more money and bought more things, well, something would have to give, and I would probably have to get out of teaching because I would need a higher income to support my lifestyle. But because I do find contentment in what I do, and Tracy was very content being a stay-at-home mom, that we didn't buy those materialistic things because we knew that we would have to make a change. And I think that a lot of people did get into financial trouble because of that. Many people, they don't really think about the future ramifications of their decisions, and we think, yeah, we're in a society right now, if I see it, I want it, I'm going to buy it, and we don't think about the future, and I think that's where a lot of people did get into trouble, that they just bought things without realizing what was going to happen down the road.
Yeah. I thought one of the more valuable, and I actually, before I read your book, started doing this a few months ago, these credit cards can get us in trouble, and I like the idea that you suggest of figuring out how much you need on a weekly basis after you've paid all the things that you have to pay, pull that amount out of your checking account or savings account, you've got it in cash, and you don't go over it, and it makes
right.
a huge difference to be carrying around the cash because you do think about it much more carefully. I've only got this much money left, I can't spend it.
Definitely. Most of us have that emotional attachment to the green stuff, and it's much harder to part with than it is swiping a piece of plastic through a machine. So, yes, that is such a big key. And to create a spending plan, it's just an easy way to do it. But find out, you know, those monthly things that automatically come out, your mortgage or rent, car payment if you have that, your retirement account, satellite, internet, everything that is a given that comes out. Go ahead and at the beginning of the month, take those, deduct them from what your paycheck is or the amount in your checking account, and then live off of the whatever is remaining for groceries and things. Because we know there's certain things that have to be paid every single month, so go ahead and just take them out and pretend like it's already gone, and that way you live off of less. You live off of the money that that you actually have to spend. And then, like you mentioned, if you do pull it out and use cash only, a lot of times you will find that you won't buy as many things because you think twice before you part with the green bills. It just gives you pause, and it is. It's very difficult for a lot of people to pull it out and spend it. It feels, you know how hard you've worked for it, you know how much sweat went into it. So that's definitely a simplistic way to try to create a spending plan and stay within your budget.
And you write in the book that you will spend 12 to 18% less when you use cash compared to plastic.
Right.
That's a
yeah,
lot.
There are studies that show that. And once again, it's the emotions. We know with the green stuff, it is. We picture ourselves working and the hours that we put in to get it. And just for a lot of people, a piece of plastic, it doesn't carry the same emotional attachment.
You know, let's talk about phones for a moment. Mm-hmm. I have yet to figure out these phones, these cell phones. I mean, I know how to use it for the most part, but I can't figure out the billing on these, and they seem to be extraordinarily expensive. And when I read what you say about it, you've got a plan that's just $20 a month.
Right. We actually upped it, and I'll tell you, that was in my first book, and I'd write that, and even the next one. We just, at the end of August, we upgraded and got new cell phones. We were in the minority. I had kids here at school. Third graders had nicer cell phones than I did. But we just decided because it is, I never sent a text message in my life until August. I'll tell you that. So I didn't even know how to do it. But we did get the cheapest plan possible. And it still is pay as you go. And it's still for both of us combined. Tracy got a phone too. So it's about $60 a month. So we do prepay. So still try to keep it low. But I was amazed because we see everyone walking around and we had these cheap cell phones for so long. And we see people walking around, people have these smartphones, and they do so many things. And I had no clue how much they cost. I thought, oh, they must be like, you know, $25 a month since everyone has them. Golly, some of these expensive plans, it's $100, some are $150 a month. And it just absolutely floored me because I see so many people
right.
walking around with them. And a lot of people right now, it's become a necessity. And that's a hard part where people have talked to me and they'll say, Danny, I don't have any money. Can you help me? And I see them have the newest iPhone, and they have a new clothes, a new bag, whatever. And I say, well, actually, you do have money. You're just choosing to spend it in this way. So, yeah, the cell phones are such a big expense right now, and so many people feel like they need to be constantly connected. And I know some people do, and that's fine if you're able to afford it, have at it. But for me personally, like I said, I had never sent a text message until a couple of months ago, and I was still able to get in touch with people when I needed to. So it just, if that is an area of your life that maybe you are struggling financially, it might be time to look at the big picture and every way that you are spending money and see if there are areas that you're able to cut back on for now, at least, until you get back on your feet.
The other thing is to, and these sound like simple things, except that you just have to do them and they do make a difference, to at least try to bring your coffee from home if you can. Maybe get a special container. I have iced coffee, and I try to do it several days a week so that I don't go to the store, although it's kind right. of a little luxury to go to the store. But mm-hmm. you save a lot of money, or eating out a lot,
right.
which we all do. And holy cow, that just, the bills go sky high when you eat out frequently.
Definitely. I think for a lot of people, the reason they're in trouble financially is because of those small things that add up really fast over time. Now, living in too big of a house, driving too fancy of a car, those are givens. You're going to get into trouble. But for a lot of people, it's just those daily things that we don't really think about. An easy example, let's just say Monday through Friday, you eat lunch out every single day. Keep it cheap. We'll say fast food, $5 a pop. Most of us won't think twice about spending $5. We won't miss $5, but you add that up. $5 a day is $25 a week, which is $100 a month, which equals $1,300 a year. $1,300 for most people is a lot of money. So that's where when I'd recommend people to look at the number one thing to start getting on track financially is just walk around with a piece of paper and a pencil for 1 month and write down everything you spend. Then at the end of the month, you're able to analyze it. It's your handwriting. The numbers aren't lying to you. Mm-hmm. You wrote them down, and you can see if there are some areas in your life that maybe you can cut back on. It may not be forever, but if you are struggling financially, sometimes this is what's needed because there's two ways to make more money. Either A, have to get a higher-paying job, which it's possible, but let's face it, a little more difficult right now for most than it was 5 years ago. Or B, we have to cut back on what we're spending money on. And tracking your spending, it gives you the big picture, and you can see exactly how your money is being spent. And if you are able to cut back in some areas, then you can implement that plan.
Danny Kofke is our guest this hour, and he is a school teacher in Georgia, special education teacher. He has written a book, a simple book, of financial wisdom. Teach yourself and your kids how to live wealthy with little money. Our phone number, I'm sure you have either questions or you have suggestions on how to live wealthy with little money, because everybody's dealing with less money these days, except a few people, but there are many of us who don't have as much money, so how are you dealing with it? Our phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, and our email address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. We're also in a pledge drive, and it's a short pledge drive, so maybe you'll be able to save yourself some money if you pledge this hour, and you'll be able to keep the conversations that we have. You got to feed your mind, certainly, during whatever the economic times are, and have a place to talk about what all the issues are. For a $100 pledge, we'll be happy to send you a copy of A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom. The pledge number is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. We'll be with your phone calls in a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We go to your phone calls, starting with Tony in Wausau. Hi, Tony.
Hi, I just have a comment. What is your health worth? You can buy cheap food. You can, when you eat out, you can eat all fast food. Our household buys all organic food. It's healthier for you in the long term. It's healthier for your kids. It costs a lot of money. It costs probably 3 to 4 times as much on your grocery budget.
Danny.
Yes, that, unfortunately, it is so true. Healthy food, it costs so much more than the junk food. And you're right, buying organic, it definitely, it's a lot more costly, but it's so important. We, having two little girls, 4 and 7, we try to shop as healthy as possible, too. My wife, Tracy, is really good at using coupons and did save a pretty good amount of money last year using them, but we definitely could have saved a lot more if we just bought what was on sale, because most of that is the processed food. So we still spend every week, it's like $40, $50 on produce because we want to buy the fresh vegetables and the fruits and everything. So I personally feel it's one of those sacrifices that maybe we don't eat dinner out as much, but it's a sacrifice that we make so we're able to afford those healthier foods too. And it kills me. I mean, it's good in a way, but my daughters will sit down and they'll eat a big crate of strawberries and it's like, oh, it's great. I want you to be healthy. But then there's part of you think, oh, I know how much money this costs. But being healthy is, it's very important. And I know in the long term it will pay off by having good health and not just buying all the cheap foods, because most of that, like I mentioned before, is processed and unhealthy for us. And I feel like if you are healthy all around, then you're more productive at work as well. So I hear what you're saying, and it is a crying shame that right now, unfortunately, you can buy the junk food. It's a lot less costly than the healthier food. And hopefully maybe something will change with that and we'll have some better options so people can start eating healthier and it won't cost as much.
You have some statistics in the book that are really kind of shocking. The average family of four, you write, spends around $1,095 per person every year on bottled water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a study that was done. And you can just see people walking around right now drinking bottled water. It's just become this new thing.
Right.
And a lot of times, I know there's, I'm not saying all companies, but I just read something the other day that some companies, it's actually tap water and they just put it in the bottle. So it depends on what city you live in. I know there's some cities that the water isn't as good for you, and there have been studies done. So, yes, you need to make that sacrifice and make sure that your family is drinking healthy water. But for a lot of us, the water that comes out of the tap at our homes, it's just as good for us as that bottled stuff, and it saves a lot more money. So, like I said, when you just track your spending and see where you're spending your money, that might be an area that that you can cut back on a little bit.
Barb in Superior, hi.
Oh, hi. Nice show. One way that I do watch how I spend my money is I look at whatever item I would like to purchase, and I think how many hours of work would I have to provide in order to buy this item. And I also buy some fruit or vegetables that are on sale, and I make probably a baked dish, and we shall eat some of that, and then I'll freeze it for another time. But another way to look at that is, how many hours do you have to work in order to, you know, purchase that product?
That is a wonderful way to look at it. I've even started teaching my daughters the same thing. My 7-year-old especially, they get older, they become a little more materialistic, I guess, and there's constant ads and people have things. And she came home actually a couple weeks ago and said she would like an iPad. One of her friends at our house she went to, the parents had an iPad. And I said, well, I think iPads are great. They're wonderful, but they cost a good deal of money. And I'll just let you know, if we were able to buy an iPad, I would have to work pretty much an entire week. My entire paycheck for that, and that whole week would go for this one item. So that is such a good way to look at it, I think, because when we think about how much work goes into it, then a lot of times it gives us the second thoughts, and we think, okay, is it really worth that much effort I put into it to buy this item? So I think that is a great way to look at it.
I remember we had Calvin Trillin on his book of essays a few weeks ago, and he's a funny guy, and he was talking about buying his first tuxedo, and every time he wore it, he thought about how much money it was costing him to wear it, so he got down to something like 20 cents. I thought I was the only person who did that, but I do that with clothing, too. Oh, this costs now $100 to wear this, then it's down for the second wearing, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. It's just a weird thing to do with your mind, but
right,
it's not a bad idea to think about, you know, how much you're going to wear this and how much does it cost every time you're going to wear it.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Thank you very much for your call, Barb. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And our guest this hour is Danny Kofke. Danny is the author of A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom, Teach Yourself and Your Kids How to Live Wealthy with Little Money. Danny is a school teacher, special education students in Georgia, and he has two daughters. His wife is now working part-time assisting with one of their daughters' preschool. And so, you know, they're middle class, but teachers aren't doing real well these days, and a lot of people are doing even worse, and a few people are doing better, but everybody's looking for ways to get by and to send those two precious daughters on to college. We haven't yet even talked about that, so we will get to that in a moment. And for those of you who are interested in some of the ideas, it's a $100 pledge. If you could do that this hour, it would be great. We will happily send you a copy of Danny's Financial Wisdom book. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and Chrissy Peace is joining me in our studios here in downtown Milwaukee. And as you know, we're in our Half the Time pledge drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I know that you count on this radio station for in-depth, important discussions of the issues, and we count on you to keep that discussion strong. And that makes your financial contribution extremely, extremely important.
And only with your help, we are going to reduce a 12-day drive down to just 6 days. Every gift makes a difference. Right now, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And Chrissy, how many pledges are we looking for in the next
Well, gosh, we're halfway there. Literally, we are half past the hour, and we are at 30 pledges, and our goal is 60, so we only need 30 more.
Wonderful. All right. And thank you if you have already given. If you haven't had a chance to do so yet, to help us stay on track, please do so now. And, you know, make this Half the Time Pledge Drive a success. It's a whale of an idea. If you can make your contribution now, it'll help us out, and maybe we can do these in the future. WPR.org or 202-2552.
Yes. And what's so great about the Ideas Network, what I love so much, is you get to hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who has that unique expertise. And we're glad to seek these people out and get them on the show. And honestly, I'm privileged, in fact. But we need your help to make it possible. Make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
I know you have a chance, as you're producing the show and Rhonda does too, to talk to our guests for a few minutes. I am just amazed when I think, Chrissy, about the quality of guests that we have on the air and the privilege we all have to speak with them for an hour at a time. It just is quite remarkable.
Every once in a while I have to step back and say, I just talked to Jim Lehrer. And he sang the Mizzou fight song to me because he's a fellow Tiger. That's my job. It's really amazing. And it really only happens because you make your pledge and you give your money. And you can do that by going to WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And you can receive Danny Kofke's simple book of financial wisdom as a thank you for your pledge of $100, your pledge helping to support the programs, and you will enjoy and make good use of this gift. It's Danny Kofke's simple book of financial wisdom for your pledge of $100, and your pledge of any amount supports WPR programs. Here's how you do it. You go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you support WPR, you're really supporting the Wisconsin idea. And that means you're going to bring the resources of the university to the entire state. And not every state has an idea like this, and not every state has such high-quality radio like what you hear daily on WPR.
Isn't that true? We hear from so many people. It's one of the best networks, if not the best, public radio network in the country. WPR is just one of the great things about Wisconsin. It's something to take pride in. Please join forces with many other people in Wisconsin right now. Make a contribution. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustaining member. Being a sustainer means that your gift, be it $5 a month, $100 a month, or anything in between, automatically renews each year.
Being a sustainer means no more renewal or notices in the mail, and it helps Wisconsin Public Radio save money, the theme of our hour, which makes your contribution go further. Make the switch, make a difference, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kathleen, we're looking for 29 more pledges in the next 25 minutes or
all
so.
Right.
Go right now. Help us out. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
It's the Half the Time Pledge Drive. It's a short fall drive, 6 days instead of 12. Your donation makes it successful. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And then ask for Danny Kofke's simple book of financial wisdom with your pledge of $100 or more. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Donate now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. Muchas gracias. Thank you, Chrissy. We'll talk to you later.
De nada.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Danny Kofke is our guest, and his book is A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom. Teach yourself and your kids how to live wealthy with little money. Back to phone calls. Betty in Oak Creek is next. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hi.
Wonderful program, like usual. And I already have pledge, so.
Thank you, Betty.
Another way is anyone that has a yard or has anyone any way of planting a garden, even though it could be small, you will be amazed at the abundance that you get out of a garden and such good food. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
And even I grew up in a during the Depression, but we were never hungry because my mother had more than one garden going in Minnesota, and she always canned everything, and now you can freeze. And it's just a wonderful, and the family can get together out there. You get not only exercise, fresh air, but togetherness.
Mm-hmm. Well, Danny, I think it's interesting to have somebody with us who grew up during the Depression, because talk about times being tough now. You were frugal in many ways that we just, you darned socks and nylons and clothing. There were a lot of things that you did. You didn't waste anything,
we
did you?
We never wasted not anything, because my aunt used to take all the rags and make rugs out of them.
Oh, my. Danny.
Yeah, well, Betty, you had a great point with the gardening. We actually have done that the past two summers, and it is. It's a wonderful way to get some food to feed yourself, but also it's cool family time, and it's neat, especially with my 4 and 7-year-old, when they go out and they plant the seeds, and then they see them grow, and then are able to eat them. It's just kind of a cool thing for them to see. And the food definitely tastes a little different, because you know you grew it yourself. But yeah, actually, in my book, I do kind of mention people that went through the Great Depression. Obviously, I didn't, but when we talk to people that did go through those times, we can equate it somewhat to today. And a lot of those people, my hope is that people learn from these times, like people that went through the Great Depression did, that times are really tough. But if you talk with someone, and maybe yourself, Betty, that lived through those times, you may not have a 5,000-square-foot home, you may not drive a Bentley or a Rolls-Royce, but most people that went through those times do have enough money in the bank. They're secure that if something happens, they're able to cover themselves for a while, because they went through tough times. And that's my hope for people today that are struggling, that learn from your mistakes. There's nothing you can do right now to change your past, but you can learn and move forward, and times will get good again. We're in a cycle, and we'll get good again, but just remember these difficult times and don't make the same mistakes that you did before, and that way, when the economy, if it does turn down again, you'll have a cushion and you'll be able to be okay and manage these times. It's like my grandparents always told me, that there will be rainy days and we need that umbrella, and right now, unfortunately, a lot of people find themselves without an umbrella.
Mm. Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much. Thanks to you for your pledge as well. Let's talk about that fund, because one thing that we've learned from the Depression and from some of what's happening right now is that whatever happens, you need to be able to protect yourself. You really need, as you stress in the book, to have some kind of fund that you've got to have in case there's an emergency. And I was struck a couple months ago when that study came out that showed that a huge number of people in this country would find it extremely difficult to get their hands on $2,000 if they needed it.
Yeah, it was something like 50%. I don't
remember
the exact study,
yeah.
But yeah, within a month they couldn't come up with $2,000. That's really, really scary, because things happen. We have to prepare, and we need an emergency fund, because you could go out one morning and your car doesn't start and you need a new battery,
right,
or the roof leaks, or things happen. If you live in a house long enough, something's going to need to be repaired. If you drive a car long enough, something will break in it. So we have to be prepared for that, and especially right now, there are really no jobs that are immune from being laid off. Even as a school teacher, as a special needs teacher at that, I feel pretty secure in my job. But I could come in tomorrow morning and my principal could say, we lost funding for special needs and you're out of a job. And
right,
I think how devastating that would be. But then even worse, if I didn't have an emergency fund in place to take care of my family, because I'm pretty much the sole breadwinner, and 4 people rely on me for the roof over their heads, clothes, food, and everything. So it's so important. And at least if, God forbid, the unthinkable did happen, I lost my job, I would have time to get back on my feet, to catch my breath a little bit, and know that I could still support my family and we would be okay. So it's really, really important to establish that emergency fund just in case something happens.
And what about the college fund? You have 2 daughters. They're very smart. You, of course, want to provide the best for them when it comes to education. Are you relying on a scholarship, or have you put money away?
Oh, scholarship. No, I'm just kidding. No, we try to do a little of money. I kind of look at it, since Tracy did stay home for 7 years, that was about sacrificed $250,000 in her salary. So I could say, well, there's your college. But no, we do a little bit each month for their college. But here's an important part. We need to save for ourselves first. And Tracy and I, we put our retirement before the girls' college. And a lot of, and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but a lot of mothers especially put their kids before their needs. And I think that's wonderful, and we always want to do that. But there is a thing called a student loan. There is no such thing as a retirement loan. So we need to make sure that we are set for ourselves first, and then we worry about this kid's college. Because let's say we did the opposite, and you saved for a college fund first. You sent your kids to the best colleges in the world. They came out. They had great jobs, doing well. They have a nice family. Then all of a sudden, one day, you go to the office, and your boss says, you know what, I don't need you anymore. We'll say you're 60 years old, so a little more difficult to find a new job at that age. You don't have a retirement account. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to have to go and knock on your kid's door and probably live with them. And I know Ava and Ella love me to death, and if that point ever came, I'm sure they would welcome me with open arms, but I don't want to put that on them. Mm-hmm. So that's why I stress that we take care of ourselves first, and then we worry about the children. And I don't want them to have to pay student loans, but I also don't want to be a burden on them, too, and not save for myself. So I think it's really important that the step to take is to save for your retirement first, and then you worry about the children's college fund.
Tom in Hurdle is next. Hi, Tom.
Hi there. Great show. This is so up our alley from this last summer, because we went through a whole bunch of different ways to cut costs from our budget, and a couple of them were, we love technology. We want, you know, DSL like everyone else and, you know, nice new cell phones and all that. We found out because we have the cell phones, we don't really use our landline. And for the longest time, we always thought, well, you had to have it to have the DSL. And then we found out we don't. And by cutting that, we basically cut our bill down to a third of what it used to be. We were going through like $70 down to 25 or so. And also one of the things we did was for garbage, the cost of pickup in rural areas can be really expensive. So the cost of us paying for one certain size dumpster, we were able to pool together with three other neighbors, get a bigger dumpster, and our bill is less than half of what it was originally. And we all have plenty of room for all of our garbage every week, and we're all saving money because of it. And as far as gardens go, the more garden you have, the less yard you have to mow. So you're using less gas. Yeah, you got to run a tiller, you know, a couple times, but once it's weeded, I mean, it's virtually maintenance-free, you know, and that's the nice thing.
That's a very nice thing.
Some stuff, you know, but you're not spending it on gas for your lawnmower. You know? So those are just a couple of things.
Those are valuable. Thank you, Tom. Thanks very much. Those are good suggestions.
Yeah, spoken like a true man. Less yard to mow. I hear you.
Yeah, exactly. The thing about cell phones, I know a lot of people are doing that, but the quality of the cell phone, maybe it's because I'm in radio, I really am conscious about the sound of things.
Right.
And it's not crystal clear. I have to say what a lot when I'm on the cell phone. Maybe I'm getting older, my hearing's going. But it's clearer on a landline phone. So I don't know what you do about that.
Yeah, well, it just depends. If you don't need it, for me personally, because of, like today, radio interviews and things like that, people always ask me to call on the landline because of what you said. But
right. There
are a lot of people that that could cut out their home phone. I know my brother and sister-in-law did. They just use their cell phones only, and they've managed just fine. So it's, once again, you just have to look at your whole overall picture and see what's important to you and what areas you can cut back on. Another thing, too, and it wouldn't come to this right now for us, but satellite TV. We pay, it's a decent amount for satellite, and we have, I don't know, 350 channels, something like that. Out of all those channels, I probably watch 10 of them. That's it.
Right.
So I've talked with Tracy before, and we have said that if push came to shove and something happened and we needed to cut back even more, that would probably be one of the first things to go, because I realize how much that I don't use of it. So it's just one of those things that has to be personal to you, because everyone is different. But when you are able to create a spending plan, write down where you are spending money, then you can personalize it and you can eliminate some of those things that you may not need, especially at this point in time.
Danny, one of our email people wanted to know, and this is a huge expense for a lot of people and something that our society hasn't figured out and needs to, the cost of health care, which keeps going up. You probably get it through your job, but do you have any issues, financial issues with health care?
Oh, it goes up every year. I mean, I am, through the school district, I'm able to get it, and obviously ours is probably less expensive than many others because we're a large group, but I still pay out of pocket for my family and myself, and it's a decent amount, and every year, like you said, it does go up. I think this year, open enrollment just started now. I haven't even looked at it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's about a 10% increase each year. So it's just a shame. I don't know what's going to happen, and I know with the new health care plan, I really don't know how that's going to affect affect me or other people, but it's just something we have to have. I guess that's where we have to look at other areas in our lives that we're able to cut back on, because healthcare is really, really important, because if you go without it, then you have some really, really large hospital bills if something happens. So I personally don't have an answer for that, because it's kind of out of our control. There's nothing I can do. I guess maybe vote differently if someone promises something. I don't know. But when it comes to that, I guess we just kind of have to expect it and try to put it in our budgets and see if there is another way to cut back. Like I mentioned before, if you're eating lunch out every day at $5 a pop, maybe if you cut that out and brown bag it, then you're going to save $1,300 a year, which could go towards the health care cost if it is increasing.
Danny Kofke is our guest, and his book is A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom. Teach yourself and your kids how to live wealthy with little money. For those of you who can pledge this hour, we will, for a $100 pledge, be very, very happy to send you a copy of Danny's book. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hour number two of our program. As you know, we are celebrating the sesquicentennial of the Civil War. Our guest is the chair of the Wisconsin Civil War 150th Commission, and he is he's an expert on many aspects of the Civil War. He's author of Those Damned Black Hats, The Iron Brigade, and the Gettysburg Campaign. We've done many shows on the Civil War, and we will continue to do so. Lance Hertigan will be with us the second hour of our show today. All right, let's go back to a couple phone calls for Danny. Fred in Watersmeet. Hi, Fred.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
You gotta say go Brewers.
Yes, yes.
I mentioned.
How's the weather in St. Louis?
I just mentioned to the person that screens the calls what it would be for Brewer tickets for a pledge. Wow.
I don't think we can get those. Can't get them.
We're lucky. We're seniors, and we're living comfortably, but we've kind of, you know, our parents grew up in the Depression and that, so we've always lived frugally. So I'll pass on a few tips. Maybe they're in the book, but I'll show you what we do. First of all, on college, I really stress the importance of parents considering sending their kids to junior college rather than a four-year college in the beginning. If it's locally, they can stay at home. The tuition at junior colleges is far less than a four-year college, and the kids are able to mature. On clothing, our daughter-in-law shops for our granddaughter at rummage sales, and the way kids outgrow stuff, she gets toys, clothing that are just like brand new, for cents on the dollar. So that's one of the things that she does. And then always, you know, shop the sales. So when the summer clothes come in, that's when you should be buying the winter clothes. So always, you know, buy off season. In terms of groceries, we go to more than one store as long as they're close by, and get the specials on sale at one store, and then go down to the next. And then we get the meats in big packages and divide them into freezer bags. And then eating out, because we're seniors quite often, we're full. We'll just buy one meal and then split it. And then going to the library for the free internet and for the
Libraries at Godsend.
Oh,
yeah.
For the CDs, the DVDs, the magazines,
right,
et cetera. Well, I could go on, but that's my comments so far.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Danny?
Yeah, Fred, those are some great, great words of advice, Fred. The library, it is. It's a wonderful place. I'm fortunate enough, my mom actually works at the public library here in town, and so we kind of get the hookup and know what's coming up. But with my family, not only with free books and DVDs and those types of things, they do programs. So if you're out there and you have kids, a lot of local libraries do programs for kids in the summer, and we've taken our family. We've seen a juggler, we've seen a magician, we've seen dancers. So it's just kind of a cool way to get out for free, I guess, except the gas that it costs to drive there. But yes, libraries, public libraries, are just a wonderful resource for a lot of things.
Yeah, they are. Danny, thank you ever so much.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Kathleen. I really enjoyed it and hopefully was able to help your listeners.
Yes, yes, you were. Danny Kofke, A Simple Book of Financial Wisdom, Teach Yourself and Your Kids How to Live Wealthy with Little Money. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Chrissy Pease with me in our Milwaukee studios, and we are in our Half the Time Pledge Drive. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
What we're doing is we're cutting a 12-day pledge drive down to just 6 days. 6 days for our biggest fundraiser of the year? Let's do it. You make it possible when you pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're moving along, Chrissy. We're looking for how many pledges?
We need 13 more, please.
Okay, in the next, how many minutes have we got? Eight minutes?
Something like that.
Nine minutes and 17 seconds. Pledges like yours keep us on track to support the programs that you count on, and they help us reduce our on-air fundraising by making this Half the Time Drive a success. So it's very important this be successful. Thank you if you have already given. And if you haven't, please give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you've just been enjoying the conversation Kathleen's had with Danny Kofke about, you know, simple ways to save money that maybe a lot of us overlook. But now, please take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day. Then make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, of course, you decide the amount that you can pledge because you've carefully figured out what your budget is. Everybody's doing that. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge helps pay for the programs that you love on Wisconsin Public Radio. Consider asking for Danny Kofke's Simple Book of Financial Wisdom as your thank you gift when you give $100 or more. Again, the web is WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know it's true for me. Maybe you found yourself thinking about something in a new way after you've heard one of our shows. That's the beauty of the Ideas Network. You hear multiple points of view, and you value what you hear here. Now pledge your support.
You hear here.
That was
fine.
Sure.
I gotcha.
WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
What other radio station could you listen to, and you know I'm doing this, is I go to the Bedlam Farm website now, ever since John Katz was with us, to listen to Simon the Donkey greet the day. And yes, it's just a wonderful way to start your day. There's Simon
Brain.
That's
one way of putting it. This is wonderful.
I thought it was. It's, well, for me it is. We all have our own thing, you know. But
and
for
you
me,
share
it's
it with
Simon
all of
Brain.
Us. Yes.
I know I do. I know. Listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are really the most dependable. You are dependable source of income for this station. Maybe you can make a $1,000 contribution, and that would be nice. That'd be really nice. That money helps make this station available to everyone.
Please help us stay strong and continue to grow with a contribution of $1,000 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And a gift of any amount, of course, is welcomed and appreciated. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy, dedicated to providing energy-saving solutions, including the use of compact fluorescent bulbs that expend 75% less energy than standard bulbs. Learn more at lightupwisconsin.com.
Good morning. I'm Kathleen. So please become a part of this very short pledge drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Chrissy Pease is with me, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a big part of why this show is available to you right now. Support the programs you like and the station that you love, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Oops, get your mic on. There you go.
You can help pay for the programs you depend on and help us raise those funds in just half the days of a normal fall drive. We're doing 6 instead of 12.
We're looking for 8 more pledges in the next,
5 minutes. Let's call it that.
All right. So make yours, will you please, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And one of the things I really love about working here, and I'm so blessed to do it. It's been reinforced in the last couple of weeks. For example, Ron Suskind, as Kathleen mentioned, was on with us, and it's my job to get him on the phone and then thank him at the end of the program. And the thing he told me at the end of the program, he goes, "Wow, that was a better interview than I had with blank." And he named a national NPR interviewer. And he said that that person really focused on the gossip and what the, you know, the White House was saying about his book and XYZ, where Kathleen really focused on the issues. And that is, he said it so perfectly. I mean, Kathleen focuses on the issues. She asks the questions you want to ask. And I sit there and I just am amazed that I get to listen to this every day. I would listen if I didn't work here. It's what I listen to before I work here. It's lovely. And what you can do to show your support for this program and other programs on Wisconsin Public Radio is making a pledge. You go to WPR.org or you call 888-202-2552.
This hour, you can receive Danny Kofke's Simple Book of Financial Wisdom when you make a contribution of $100. And your donation will support the programs you love. You can get this nice thank you gift with your pledge of $100. You can save money. You can have a better life. You can eat better and send your children to college and have a great retirement. Holy cow, what more can you ask for? Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're doing really well. We have a goal of 60. Right now we've got 55, so five more. Come on, guys, I know you can do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Chrissy Pease, and thanks to Rhonda Fanning, two great producers. We care about what we do, as you can tell, and we love what we do as well. And it so support it, please. All right. Thank you. Again, the pledge number is 888-202-2552. We're going to have a great conversation about the Civil War coming up in just a moment, right after the latest news. So please stay with us. Wisconsin and the Civil War, we've spent a lot of time on it, and now that we're in the sesquicentennial, more shows to come. Thanks, everybody, for your pledges, and thanks for listening.